Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Canada, car parades encourage Chinese to renounce Chinese Communist Party. British resident, the world needs truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Book review, Minghui 20-year report recommended for every library. DAFA practitioner given certificate of recognition for helping others selflessly during coronavirus outbreak. City councillor, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance benefits Australian society. And Northwest Montana Fair, local politicians support Falun DAFA. Now for the stories.
Canada. Car parades encourage Chinese to renounce Chinese Communist Party. Canada's quitting the CCP Center designated August and September 2020 as Quit the CCP Months and planned car parades for every Saturday in support of more than 360 million Chinese people who have quit the Chinese Communist Party and its youth organizations, and to call on Chinese citizens in China as well as overseas to renounce the communist regime. An entourage of cars drove through Toronto City Centre, Markham City, the Scarborough District, North York, and Newmarket Town on the afternoons of August 15th and 22nd. 45 cars divided into three groups drove for 1.5 hours on August 15th along busy Yonge Street and Bayview Avenue in the York region, McGowan Avenue, Shepherd Avenue in Scarborough District, and Aurora Town, north of Toronto. 55 cars divided into four groups drove through Toronto City Centre on August 22nd, proceeding through Markham City, the Scarborough District, North York, and Newmarket Town. The parade lasted for over 2 hours. A rally and car parade was held in Calgary's city center on August 22nd. After the rally concluded, around 20 cars with signboards drove around the city in circles, starting from Chinatown and heading to a Chinese supermarket in the Northeast District. The parade lasted for nearly 2 hours. A man who emigrated to Canada from northeastern China walked up to the practitioners after the parade and said, "I came by to express my admiration and to say thank you. Thank you for your perseverance and for all you have done. The situation would not be like that today if not for your persistence. You are truly remarkable. I was blown away by your entourage of cars. I often see your banners when I drive past the Pacific Mall. I also see you outside the Chinese consulate. I've taken your brochures to read. I'm very clear about how terrible the CCP is. The more I read history, the more I realize how ruthless the regime is. It is not only persecuting Falun Gong, but Christians as well. I am a Christian. I read the signs on your cars today. I am moved. You have done a great job. I admire your spirit." When practitioners explained to him the importance of quitting the CCP, he agreed without hesitation to renounce his membership.
British resident, the world needs truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. When the British government loosened the social distancing policy related to the coronavirus pandemic, Falun DAFA practitioners in Cornwall, a county in southwest Britain, resumed their outdoor activities. In addition to doing the exercises together at Morab Gardens, they also talked to passers-by about Falun DAFA and let people know how the practice is being persecuted in China. Morab Gardens is a municipal garden that has been open to the public since 1889. Falun DAFA practitioners began doing the exercises there in 2007 and began introducing the practice to the community again after the British government adjusted the social distancing policy on May 13th, allowing for outdoor activities. Sheila, who works at a university in London, came to the park on July 12th. Impressed by the peaceful meditation, she learned the movements. She said, "These exercises relax me. They are truly wonderful." Having seen practitioners raising awareness about the persecution in front of the Chinese embassy in London, Sheila said she believes that Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance represent universal values. She said the persecution is a threat to mankind. Deborah from Newland in Cornwall had met a practitioner before at a nearby archaeological site. She was glad to learn more about Falun Dafa and said, "The world needs truthfulness, compassion, forbearance."
Book review. Mingwei 20-Year Report recommended for every library. Peter Westmore, former president of the National Civic Council in Australia, wrote a book review in the August 8th issue of News Weekly. He reviewed the 20-year persecution of Falun Gong in China from the Mingwei Publishing Center and highly recommended it to libraries as well as government officials. He pointed out that the demonization of Falun Gong by the CCP is in part the result of the envy that Jiang Zemin and his successors had for the peaceful practice. Falun Gong commanded greater respect than the Communist Party and therefore had to be eliminated. The book documents how the CCP mobilizes the state apparatus to suppress Falun Gong. This includes detention facilities ranging from prisons, brainwashing centers, forced labor camps, and mental hospitals, indicating the participation of the police, judicial system, the penal system, and China's hospitals in the persecution. The suffering goes beyond practitioners, as their family members are also mistreated in various ways. Practitioners and their families are discriminated against in the education system, in employment, in housing, and in denial of pension entitlements. Children are turned against their parents, and parents are turned against their children, wrote the review. The book lists tortures taking place in the detentions and prisons, including beatings, force feeding, isolation, electric shocks, solitary confinement, waterboarding, suffocation, sexual assault, and forced organ harvesting. With the persecution happening both inside and outside of China, this book serves as a record holding the regime to account for its crimes. Therefore, the book deserves to be found in libraries around the world and in offices of parliamentarians so that the truth may be told.
Dafa practitioner given certificate of recognition for helping others selflessly during coronavirus outbreak. Ms. Wang Chunrong, a Falun Gong practitioner from China who now lives in the U.S., recently received an award from the Montgomery County Council in Maryland. The council thanked her for 8 years of positive contributions to the Montgomery Chinese community, especially the care and help she gave to elderly residents during the coronavirus outbreak. Ms. Wang Chunrong, age 74, lives in Gaithersburg, Maryland. There are over 100 Chinese immigrants and older people of various ethnic groups living in her apartment building. During the CCP virus, Ms. Wang helped her neighbors by giving them haircuts free of charge, driving those without a car to the bank, shopping for those in their 90s, and much more. Her selfless actions won the respect of her neighbors and the building maintenance staff. When the Montgomery County Council learned of her admirable deeds, they gave her an award. Ms. Wang said she was overjoyed to receive the award. She said she feels she should help others, especially fellow compatriots from China, while living in this free society. In the beginning, Chinese people around her kept a distance when they learned that she was a Falun Gong practitioner, because they had been misled by the negative reports publicized by the Chinese Communist Party. Ms. Wang said that as a practitioner, she follows the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and strives to be a better person. She did not take her neighbor's aloofness to heart. Instead, she continued to show them that she cared. A neighbor from China in her 80s said she admires practitioners' unwavering persistence despite facing the terrible persecution for over two decades. The management staff at the apartment building was touched by her kind acts. One employee said, "Ms. Wang is one who continues to inspire others. We are very grateful for the things she has done for our residents, especially during such troubled times."
City Councillor, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance benefits Australian society. Falun Gong practitioners held activities in the city of Parramatta, Australia, on August 16th to raise awareness of the persecution of their faith in China. Andrew Wilson, a city councillor of Parramatta, came to express his support. Councillor Wilson has frequently participated in Falun Gong events and commented Falun Gong in many of his speeches. He pointed out that truthfulness, compassion, forbearance benefits Australian society. In May 2019, Mr. Wilson, as mayor of Parramatta, issued a recognition and letter of support to the Falun Dafa Association of Australia in celebration of the 27th World Falun Dafa Day. He commended the contributions Falun Gong practitioners have made to the local community. "We are proud that you are members of our city," Wilson said. "We are proud of your contributions and efforts for the beauty and prosperity of this city. Thank you very much. You are good citizens, always trying to do the right thing." "It was a winter when I first met with a Falun Gong practitioner," recalled Wilson. He said he saw them meditating on the cold stone bricks downtown and immediately realized that these people were very committed. A Falun Gong practitioner invited him to speak during a rally. He said he searched online and realized that all Falun Gong practitioners wanted was the right to freedom of belief in China. He said he had to help them. "I have supported Falun Dafa over 10 years, Wilson said. "I think that they are very good people. They don't need much. They are just asking for the freedom of belief that everyone should have." During the rally to mark the 21st anniversary of Falun Gong, practitioners' peaceful protest against the Chinese Communist Party's persecution this year, City Councillor Wilson once again praised practitioners. "For a simple purpose, you have consistently fought against the CCP tyranny for 21 years. What will happen in the near future? The Chinese people will look for the essence of Chinese culture. That is, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance."
Northwest Montana Fair. Local politicians support Falun Dafa. A Falun Dafa practitioner hosted a booth at the Northwest Montana Fair on August 19th through 23rd in Kalispell, Montana. Due to social distancing requirements, the crowds were less than in previous years, but people seemed more relaxed, and many stopped to chat. With smaller groups of people passing through, it seemed less chaotic. The Falun Dafa informational materials, along with lotus flowers and bookmarks, were given out. The first day was much slower than normal, but it was an opportunity to talk to some of the local politicians running for office. One of the politicians made a special effort to come over and say, "I want to thank you for what you are doing." Others said the same. In the early years of attending the fair, many attendees were distant and distrustful toward the Falun Dafa booth, perhaps due to misconceptions caused by media reports that repeated the communist regime propaganda. As the years have gone by, Falun Dafa has been warmly accepted into the community and highly regarded and respected. Being a part of the fair for so many years has earned it credibility, and people now understand what Falun Dafa is. Many young people in their Western attire stopped by the booth before going to the rodeo. Some were well informed about the Chinese Communist Party's human rights abuses. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.